WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet. Location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKB. This is KO4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Not hearing any announcements or traffic at the time. Two things I'd like to mention is the big weekend's coming up. That is the ARRL Field Day 2025. And ham radio clubs and individual operators across the country, all of North America and beyond, are getting ready to make a lot of contacts. And again, that is this weekend. Clubs, people have, they usually have events planned, and this club here has their field day planned out. So if you're interested in attending, just go to the club's website, hit club news, and it'll take you there. But I'll give you a brief rundown here. It's this Saturday and Sunday, and let's see, it's open house. Everyone's invited. You don't have to be licensed to show up and ask a bunch of questions. And so it's a free event, and you're going to have food, and there's camping there if you want to camp. I think there is a fee for camping. But let's get a time here. This Saturday at 10 a.m. through Sunday, the 29th at 6 p.m. And the location is Riverbend Equestrian Park. That is at 175 Riverbend Road in Greenville, South Carolina. And again, you can get that link on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's website. Worth mentioning is the nice Ham Fest here. It's the WestCars Ham Fest 2025. Which is Saturday, July 26th, and that is at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville, North Carolina. Tickets are $7 in advance, $10 at the gate, and if you want to rent a table to sell stuff, they're $15 each. It doesn't matter if you're indoors or outdoors. And there's free parking, door prizes, forums, VE testing, fox hunt, and so it's a lot of fun. I'll definitely go there. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a direct-to-net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll go to EchoLink before we go to the RF section. Starting with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, South Carolina, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, and K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, and W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. Welcome AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina, and KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KG4PFI Don in Piedmont, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, and that's Linda in Piedmont. They would like to welcome NC4V Leon in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Welcome KE4DXJ Wendy in Hendersonville. Then KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock. They would like to welcome KB2BYQ Dave in Easley. And K4GAT Mike in Simpsonville. Picking up on the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. So thanks everybody for checking in on that pre-net check-in. We got a few on the Echolink side, so right now, Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Round Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landing via Echolink, Liberty, in and out.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that's John, and we have you down for some comments. Then we'd like to welcome KG4WNP, that's Landon in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Landon. And let's see, there was another Echolink station, but I already got them on the pre-net check-ins. That was Richard, so he's already on the log. But let's see, it just popped up. So let's give Echolink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Location is Anderson, mobile tonight. I'll be in and out tonight, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4NUE. That's Chad, mobile down there in Anderson. Be careful out there on the roads, Chad, and always good to hear from you. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4WEQ. That's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight using the Echolink feature. All right, I think we're caught up on the Echolink, so let's move over to the RF section. And we do this alphabetically, and tonight is Monday. It's been Monday all day, and when we're on a Monday, it's Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren. And Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
JKV to GKV.
Checking in all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
JKV. And Kilo India 4 Golf Oscar Delta. John in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, just riding along. Thanks for running the net, Duncan. 73 all, KI4GOD.
Control.
And Kilo Romeo 4, Echo KR4EE. It's Greg in Hendersonville, and I am negative and negative tonight. Thank you for running the net.
JKV. Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo. Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson and Greenville en route to Spartanburg. Negative, negative. Over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4HHC. That's Warren in Taylor, South Carolina. Then KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. Good to hear that you're healing up there. And then KI4GOD, that's John in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And then KR4ECHO, that's Greg in Hendersonville. And then KO4GUN, that's Nelson. He's also mobile down there, heading from Greenville to Spartanburg, so be careful out there on the roads, Nelson. And thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4JKV.
Appreciate you calling the net for us tonight. I'll give you one more for the logs, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome AK4HR. That is Mike down there in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, Mike. Thanks for checking in. All right, let's move on to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
AKV. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send safety 3 for each one of you.
4JKV. Thank you for being there, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Keith, and Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Rock Hill.
AO4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4, JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome KK4, JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4, MFQ. They're down there in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome W4, India, Yankee, India. That's Robert down there in Rock Hill. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Check in Whiskey, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. It's Matthew, Northern Pickens County. No traffic, but a brief announcement. I guess that is traffic. A brief announcement when you can work it in, Duncan. And other than that, I'll be standing by for that.
JKV. Duncan, there's a correction to Donna's call sign. Her call sign is Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. QSL.
Yeah, I put down Quebec. I guess I'm used to hearing Quebec at the end of your call sign. So I got KC4MFK. So we got Donna in there and with a perfect call sign there. So thanks for getting back to me, Larry. And since we're here, let's go ahead and welcome WW4JET. That is Matthew in Northern Pickens County. And let's see, we got some little time right here. We're just to hit pause, and you can go ahead with your announcement anytime, sir.
And I'll keep it brief. As most of you know, probably, it's the ARRL Summer Field Day coming up this weekend, the 28th and 29th. That being said, the Pickens Com Group or the Pickens Communications Group has their field day located at the Dacusville Community Center. And I'll get you an address on that for a moment as my computer starts up again. Sorry. But that'll be Saturday from about 10 a.m. About 9 a.m. Saturday through the night all the way until Sunday afternoon about 2 o'clock. And once again, it's the Pickens Communications Group field day. And any of you in this area can certainly come visit us at any time. It'll go all night long as well. Through that Saturday night into Sunday. And that's on Earls Bridge Road in Dacusville. Back to you. Net control.
4JET, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that info. And let's see, so that's the Pickens Community Group, or Communications Group. And I think that you said it's Vacasville, if I got that right. But, and then it's going to be pretty much everyone else is scheduled Saturday morning to all night and Sunday afternoon. And let's see, what was that address? Can you hit us with that address one more time?
The community is called Dacusville, actually, Dacusville. Earls Bridge Road, I'm going to have it for you in about 5 seconds here. But it's on Earls Bridge Road in Dacusville during that time frame. It's a Pickens comms group their field day.
Fill the air here for a second while you grab that address. And that sounds good. There's a net that I check into up here. It's on Spivey Mountain repeater. And there's a lot of different nets going down to all the way from Lake Lure to Hendersonville. And there's a lot of activities going on. Let's see. Do you have that address yet?
Apologize for that delay. It's at 2671 Earls Bridge Road, and that's the Dacusville Community Center, right in the center of Dacusville, next to the firehouse. And again, the dates and times were as mentioned. Hope to see somebody out there if they want to come to that one. They're more than welcome. Thanks again for the announcement.
Well, Matthew, that's good information there. And if anybody else has any other things they'd like to mention, this is definitely the time to do it because it is fast approaching. It's going to be hot, but it's going to be fun. But with that being said, let's go ahead and pause and see if there's any EchoLink stations that would like to check in. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim, and I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the moment. And I'll see everybody this weekend at the Equestrian Center for Field Day.
Well, welcome, KO4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim. He's phoning it in from Jeffersonville, Indiana this evening. And thanks for checking in with us. And, yep, everyone's looking forward to field day. Even if you're operating for home, it's really fun to do. All right, let's go on down the alphabet back to the RF section. And we are at Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKP.
4J, good evening, Doug. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Red. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and she'll be negative and negative.
KV, please check in WG4MC, Matt in West Greenville County, B-Nave and Nada, 7-3 to you and all the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome KK4, Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. And they're down there in Piedmont, and they'd also like to check in their daughter Michelle, down there in West Shoals, and Michelle's call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. So thanks for checking everybody in, Lorena. Then we'd like to welcome WG4MC, that's Matt, down there in Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, sounding good as always. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV.
KF4MGZ, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Mike Golf Zulu. My name is Jim. I'm in Greer. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KF4MGZ. That is Jim down there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. All right, moving on down to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim, in Dacusville. That'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Again, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray, SW4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I'll stick around for the rack, too.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This, we'd like to welcome KO4RAX. That's Jim down there in Dacresville. Then we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad in Simpsonville. Let me have you down for some rag chew. We'll be back with you here in a bit. Any other stations, come back through Tango. Call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative in there.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4. Quebec, Lima Golf, that's Chris down there in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. All right, let's go uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. KO4JKV, net control. If you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4. Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm up in Downsville on Lake Hartwell. Good evening, sir. You never want on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
AKV. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
For JKV. If you would, check in KQ4WHN, that's Mark and Greer, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, and I do have an announcement.
In and out, November 4, Whiskey, Juliet, Echo, no traffic.
KQ4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, we'd like to welcome KQ4ZLE, that's Tony in Townsville. Good to hear you tonight. Then K4XB, Tommy, and along with Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Then KQ4WHN, that's Mark in Greer. Go ahead with your announcement, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Just wanted to let anyone know who might be listening that W4SBX and I will be attending our first field day there at the Riverbend Equestrian Center. And if anyone else is brand new to the whole idea of field day and want to come and scratch out an opportunity to do it for the first time with the two of us, who are absolute rookies at this, we're going to get in each other's way and do our absolute best to have a good time. So feel free to reach out to me or to W4SBX. Anybody who wants to join us, we'd be happy to have you join our little corner of confusion.
Good, Mark, for that information. And, yeah, it's going to be, I think, we're going to have a pretty good turnout down there. I know up here we're expecting a turnout for the Southern Club. I'm paying members of two different clubs, and I really don't go to many meetings, but I do pay. I'm not a freeloader. But I enjoy that field day this weekend. It's always a good time. Does anybody need any extra information on what Mark just said? Message is received, Mark. Thanks for that info, and I look forward to you running the net tomorrow night. Let's see. Next, we'd like to welcome let's try that again. N4WJE. I got that you were negative and negative, but I didn't get a name and location. Could you come back with me real fast?
Made it through. This is Will in York, South Carolina, N4WJ.
Good, I got you there, Will, in York, South Carolina. So we'd like to welcome N4WJE, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. All right, let's see. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV. Move up to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR.
JKV.
thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4DBR. This is Bo in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Dave, our net control manager down there in Greer. And let's see. You probably hear the siren passing by my house. That's normal. But thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Then we'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That is Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Good to hear y'all tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KR4DBR. That's Bo in Easley. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV.
KV. Please check in KR4DOI. That's Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Oscar India. My name's Clark. I'm mobile on 85, coming home from work in Easley to Greenville. And I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everyone on the net.
JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KR4DOI. That is Clark. And Clark, be careful out there on the roads. I got you down here on 85 heading from Easley to Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight via mobile radio. Very nice. All right, let's open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4 PXB. That's Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Lloyd. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. 4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion with periodic stops between the RAG 2s to see if there's any more late night check-in. So, first on the stump is our friend John, KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. For some reason, my space bar is not working, so I had to reach up there and hook it up. I've reconfigured my computer and my whole setup here on my desk, so, and everything's working good, except my mouse is a little bit jittery, but other than that, so what's going on in your world, Duncan?
Well, it's really hot, and it's probably hotter down there than it is up here, but no, sir, don't like it. But it's supposed to be hot all week, I do believe. But, hey, what are you going to do? But, and also the bands, not great. Not great, John. But I'm still making contacts. But I hear that there's could be trouble ahead in front of this field day with sunspots and all that stuff. But what do you have for us this time? KN4RGN, call KO4JKV.
Now it's working. It's KN4RJN. Well, for the next 3 days, we've got about a 45% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. I have not watched Space Weather Woman here in a while, and she usually comes out with a weekly forecast on Tuesday, so I'm going to watch her tomorrow. And like I told Matt earlier when we were talking, I might pop back on Thursday and let you know what the weekend's going to look like. But usually this, you know, if it's higher than a 5 or 10% chance this early in the week, it's usually good for the rest of the week. When it's up to like, you know, 45%, then that means it's been noisy and it's going to continue to be noisy. So I'll get back to you Thursday And if for some reason I get run over by a bus between now and then, go to my QRZ page and click on either Space Weather Woman or what's the other thing over there? Anyway, I'll get that to you here in a minute as soon as I can get my mouse to work right. Other than that, let's look at meteor showers, and I'm going to break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN. Me and this mouse are having an issue here. But coming up in June is the June Booty Ids, and that will peak this Friday on the 27th. Best time to see that is just before dawn. It actually peaks at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the 27th. It is a variable. It's a little bit unpredictable. Some years it's just a few, and some years it's a lot. But they are very bright and they are slow. So if you look to the north and the east and get out there hour or so before dawn, there's a good chance that you can find something and catch a meteor or two. Looking at the weather right now, it is clear from pretty much from Maine down to Florida along the east coast. Few clouds here and there, but for the most part it's pretty clear, so if you got a chance, go out and take a look. And let me go back to here again. 45% chance for the next 3 days of mild to moderate. Anything greater than that's only about a 10% chance. And again, I will pop back in on Thursday, and I'll watch Space Weather Woman tomorrow and see what get a few more details on that. That's what I lost. I lost my QRZ page. That's give me just a second here. I'm going to pop out if I can get this thing to. There we go. I'm going to break for just a second. This is KN4. Excuse me, KN4RJN. Let's see here. If I get hit by a bus. Oh, on my QRZ page, there is a link to Space Weather. And that will give you the same reports that I normally give you. Tell you what it's going to do for the next 3 days and kind of look at that. There's also a link there to Space Weather Woman if you want to watch her forecast and see what she says about the whole deal and what's happening and what the odds are of things that going on. Other than that, sir, I will send it back to you if I can get this mouse to cooperate. There we go.
RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that info, John. Nugget I got is this Friday, about an hour or so before dawn, there's a variable meteor shower. If you look towards the northeast, and about an hour or so before dawn, so let's see. I got that written down. That might be a thing, if weather permitting. And because I'm usually up early. And if I can just set a reminder, that might work. But you mentioned you have a new setup. Is it when you're on Echo Link, is it through a desktop and you got a microphone hooked up and all that stuff?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I used to have two computers here, and one was working really slow. And I had a big monitor. I'm on a laptop, but I've got a big monitor that's left over from God, I don't know how long ago. It's an old 9-pin connector monitor. And I thought I got to figure out an adapter, and thought, okay, this will work great. So I had my monitor to the left, and my laptop to the right, and I've only got two USB ports on this laptop. And I use one of those for this mouse, this wireless mouse. I thought, okay, that's not going to work. So I had to get a USB port or a USB hub. So now I've got a USB hub plugged into the remaining USB port on the computer. I've got the monitor plugged into that, my headphones plugged into that, and my charge cord for my phone plugged into that. and the mouse is plugged directly into the laptop. And I've never had a problem with it. But after I did all this, now the mouse is getting all, you know, kittywampus on me when I slide back and forth between screens. And I found out that I had the monitor on the left and the laptop on the right. And if I go off on the right side of the laptop screen, it pops up on the left side of the monitor. It's just backwards. You can't just, you know, back and forth. So I had to move everything around, so I put the monitor in the middle and the laptop to the left of that so I could slide back and forth between screens. But the mouse is, I actually changed out mice because the other one that I was using that has worked great for I don't know how long, started getting all glitchy, and you'd move it and it would disappear, and you roll the roll wheel and it would, you know, bounce up and down, and it was just, you know, being contrary. So I said, okay, maybe it's the battery, it's something else, and I switched out batteries on it and it didn't help. So I thought, okay, I've got this other mouse that I was using on the old computer, so I'll hook that in. And it was working great, but it's still glitchy when I scoot over to my other screen and it disappears on me. So yeah, it's I'm gonna have to work on this. It's or figure out how to work around it. I've still got the touchpad on the laptop, so you know when it goes completely gone on me, I can hit my touchpad and find it. But yeah, it's a little disconcerting and aggravating sometimes.
JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that is that sounds like quite the setup you got there. I tell you, with those mice, with the, you know, the little thing you plug in, so it just does, you know, wireless connection to your computer. I have the worst luck with those, and I have problems with laptop and my desktop. So I think I'm just going to go back to a wired mouse. I think that's the way to go, but. But another thing that's kind of funny, just came off the top of my head. Let me let this drop for a second. A lady brought in a sewing machine for me to repair. That's what I do. And she was describing something, and she said it is cattywampus. And I was like, never heard of that term, but I like it. And then not even 7 days later, you say the same word, which I've never heard my whole entire life. So that is something kismet there. But cattywampus, that is I love that word. Over.
This is KN4RJ, and well, that that does two things. That tells you her age, and it gives you a clue as to mine, because that's all us old-timers, we've heard that for I don't know how long. In fact, there is a little knick-knack shop not far from where I live, and they named it Kittywampus. it is Cattywampus. And they've got, you know, candles and local art and different stuff going on there. And my wife goes over there to shop for stuff every once in a while. But, yeah, cattywampus has been around for a long time. And it means it has just gone absolute flooey. I mean, the military term for that was foobar. And which you can figure out the F, but the rest of it was up beyond all repair or beyond all recognition. So, and then they had the reservist version of that, which was Fubajar, which was F up, but I'm just a reservist. So it's like, yeah, cattywampus. It means the wheels have gone off the wagon.
Yep, I like it. But yeah, heard it two times in 1 week, and yep, it's probably. I'm going to put that into use in the next week so I don't forget it. But, yep, sounds good. Anything else you have for us?
This is KN4RJ. Nope, that's about all I can deal with right now. I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening, Duncan. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, 73, John. Always fun to talk to you. We're going to break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do have another rag tour on the list, but first let's take a little stop to see if we have any late check-ins. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Hey, babe. Falcon NL, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4, JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, all on the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome KG4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's Dennis down there in Gaffney. Glad to get you in the log tonight. Thanks for checking in. All right, next up we have our friend Brad, W4SBX, in for some rack 2. How you doing tonight, Brad? Call KO4JKV.
Good evening again, Duncan. I just wanted to kind of say thank you and ask Mr. Mark KQ4 WA10. He's a better speaker than I am. We will be meeting up at Field Day, and we're both new at this, so I've got an infit halfway in rope, but I might need a little help getting it up for my ready. I'm planning to bring a Yaesu FT450 100 watt HF unit and some other things, but we might need a little advice. So anybody wants to come and check us out, we'll be there.
SBX, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Oh, well, that's awesome that you guys are going there together. And, yep, I just say bring whatever you have and don't forget the water and sunscreen. And there's going to be plenty of people there that can help out in any way. I went to one field day up here, and it's usually a great time. A lot of gear, some of the things I never thought I'd ever learn, like things you don't see on YouTube, just seeing how people do things, you're just like, huh, that makes sense. And then, so that's good. And I might drive down there Saturday and go stop by to say hey, but do you know what time of day you guys are going?
Not for sure yet. I know, I think they said it starts at 10. I plan to be there a little early. Maybe we can get set up early. I've never actually met Mark, KQ4WHN. This will be nice to meet him. But it sounds like a great fellow, and I think he's going to bring a canopy top. But one of the questions that I had, I think he might too, is the accommodations there. Like, is there a table to set up or and anything like that? I am going to bring a cooler, ice, and water, of course. But, yeah, any suggestions are welcome.
I'll tell you what, I'm just looking on their website, and this particular one that you guys are going to at the Equestrian Park, I don't think they're doing much of a competition. They're not really going for points. They're just going for fun, just to see how many contacts they can make and what kind and all that stuff. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. So just stay loose and stay hydrated. And bringing a canopy top would be a choice. Now, I haven't been to this place, but it is a park, so I'm sure they have some sort of tables. But if you have camp chairs and a table, I always bring it every time I go out to the woods or something. I have some sort of table and chairs. But yeah, I don't know. But if you go to their website, you might be able to find more information on that. That is the River Bend Equestrian Park in Greenville, South Carolina. But that's about all I have. Let's see, what else you got? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, W4SBX. Yeah, thank you, Duncan. I have got a card table I'm thinking about bringing. It might be big enough to put a radio or two on, and then he's going to bring a canopy. But I do have his number and email, so I guess me, as it gets closer, me and him will talk and see if there's anything we're forgetting. I'm going to try to bring a laptop for logging, but I'm also bringing a paper log. That way, if it ain't working or something, because I'm not tech smart, then I can write it down on a paper log and then transfer it, later. But, sounds like it's going to be a great time. It'll be my first field day. Back to you.
SBX, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that sounds good. You'll definitely have a good time.
And let's see, I don't know how you guys, are probably communicating by phone, but just for you and anybody out there still listening right now, you can use this repeater here for communication. They have that listed as a talk-in frequency. And let's see, and there's an on-site frequency for people and for Simplex, and that's 147610 Simplex. 14761. And yeah, sounds good. Hope you guys have a good time. Like I said, I might be able to go down there and meet some of y'all for the first time, but that's about it. Back to you.
I'm sorry, KO4JKV, W4SBS. Yeah, I appreciate that, and it'd be nice to meet you also. And I do have the map and the location, all that stuff, man. But thank you for the Simplex frequency, because I don't think I had it in my HT or my immobile rig. But yeah, I'm just going to say 73. So I appreciate you running the net tonight. Back to you.
Hey, Brad, and hope you and Mark have a good time. And on your first field day, so we'll say 7-3. So I'll break with W4SBX. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Seeing if there's anybody that wants to check in all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Anybody for comments or check-ins, call KO4JKV. Folks, I think we did it. That was a very good net. Lots of check-ins, a lot of information. That's what I like. Passing some information back and forth. So everybody have a good weekend. Hope you get to do some field day. And oftentimes I just do field day from the house, from the air conditioning. So you can certainly participate in field day as much as you want from the comfort of your own home. So that's always an option. So, all right. Very good. Stand by for my net report. 4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.